Most high school students in America today do not have a living memory of the September 11th attacks. South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg was at the ringing of the bell ceremony at St. Patrick's Park this morning. He says the further students get from the memory, the more important it is to keep up yearly memorial services.
More and more people are growing up who don't have that living memory. One of the reasons these commemorations are so important is that there's a whole generation of people for whom this might as well be the Kennedy assassination. It's a distant historical fact more than it is a memory.
For a group of students at the University of Notre Dame, keeping that memory alive means planting a flag for each victim.
We will be placing the 2,977 flags around the main flagpole here on South Quad.
That's Luke Jones. He's the president of the Young Americans for Freedom chapter at Notre Dame.
We're going to place our front row first, and we're going to try to place them in rows going backwards.
He says for some students, September 11th is more personal.
So many people on this campus are from New York and New Jersey, the East Coast, and they had so many connections to 9/11, and all it takes is for you to stop and talk with people for a minute to realize how deep this event affected people.
Another local person for whom the events of 9/11 is very personal is Notre Dame's Vice President for Communications, Paul Brown. At the time of the attacks, he was serving with the New York Police Department. He had been assigned to the U.S. Customs Service, which had its offices in the basement of the World Trade Center. Brown was on his way to work when the planes hit the towers. When he got there, both towers were down. He ended up working search and recovery.
We were still searching for, hopefully for survivors, and searching by hand. We didn't want to bring in heavy equipment with the thought that the heavy equipment could crush survivors, but there were no survivors to speak of.
Brown says seeing the flags every year as the students' memories get further away from the event is unifying.
For those of us who were so close to it, you're obviously never going to forget. So it's very meaningful to see some young people who have no personal memory of it commemorate it with us.
Those commemorations are happening all across the country today, including in Elkhart, where saplings from the only surviving tree at Ground Zero are presented to plant at memorials. The saplings are cared for by high schoolers in Queens. Concord Fire Chief Richard Rochford says sharing his story with the students when he picked up the trees reminded him that the younger generation does not have those memories. He thinks something should be done about that.
I really would like to see our first responders go out and they share the story. This story that we did right here should be shared with others so that way that memory still stays alive.
Goshen Mayor Jeremy Stutzman was at the ceremony to speak and to receive a tree for his city. He says with 9/11, as with other historic events, it's up to the older generation to pass it down to the younger, including to his own children.
That's one thing that my wife and I work hard on, is making sure that we pass on what we've learned from our elders, pass it on to our kids so that they someday can pass it on to their kids as well.
More remembrance events are happening across Michiana this evening as residents of all ages pause to reflect and share their experiences 17 years after 19 men and 4 planes changed America. I'm Jennifer Weingart, WVPE News.